I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The National Weather Service is planning to survey the areas hit hardest by yesterday's storms to see if tornadoes were behind the damage. Ryan Willis is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We did have some decent damage reports across portions of Metro Atlanta. That will be investigated later today to determine if any of that damage was tornadic.
The National Weather Service is expected to release findings from their survey teams later today. The most concentrated damage reports came from South Fulton, Douglas, and Harrelson counties. The Red Cross is assisting residents in those areas. More than 20,000 Georgians and 12,000 homes lost power during last night's storms. Georgia Power is reminding customers to stay away from trees near downed power lines. The utilities are asking customers to report outages online or by phone. The city of Savannah spent about $4,500 on last weekend's visit from Vice President Mike Pence. Most of it, $2,900, went to new carpeting for the mayor's conference room and balcony. The city spent another $1,000 on a structural assessment of the second-floor balcony of City Hall, where Pence appeared with Mayor Eddie Deloche and other officials. The city said in a statement that the federal government, not the city, paid for the additional officers and other security enhancements that were necessary for the vice president's visit. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard and some Atlanta religious leaders are requesting a meeting with Governor Nathan Deal to discuss a bill before the state legislature that would allow people convicted of nonviolent crimes not to disclose their criminal past when applying for most jobs. Reverend Raphael Warnock is the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church.
We want to make sure that people have access to work. It's not right for us to say to people that you ought to be a good citizen and not create any avenue for that to happen.
That audio is courtesy of Fox 5. HB 981 didn't make it to a vote in the House before crossover day, but Howard says supporters plan to attach it to another bill. 25 other states have similar laws. Georgia medical marijuana advocates are pushing for a proposal that would expand the state's medical cannabis oil program to include those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or chronic pain. Advocates and lawmakers are questioning why the bill, which passed the House overwhelmingly last month, has not received a Senate committee hearing. Representative David Clark, the bill's sponsor, accused Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle of playing politics and stifling the proposal. Clark, a Buford Republican, says those suffering from PTSD who have access to cannabis oil are less likely to turn to addictive opioid painkillers. In a statement, Cagle said he wants a study committee to re-examine the issue. And Georgia lottery players who win $250,000 or more would be able to remain anonymous under a proposal approved by the House yesterday. Legislators say it's a necessary safety measure. The bill easily passed the Senate last month, but before it reaches the governor's desk, senators must approve wording changes in the House version. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.